20 Democratic presidential candidates were in Columbia, South Carolina yesterday discussing an issue that is likely to be one of the most contentious in the upcoming elections, and that is abortion. While the Trump administration and Republican-run state houses are trying to restrict abortion rights, advocates for reproductive rights are working to put the issue front and center in the Democratic presidential primary. NPR's Sarah McCammon has more from the Planned Parenthood Forum.
There was little disagreement among the Democratic hopefuls who gathered at the University of South Carolina.
I will repeal the Hyde Amendment to make sure low-income women have access to abortion services.
How about we repeal the Hyde Amendment?
This is why I'm opposed to the Hyde Amendment.
Those were Senators Kamala Harris, Elizabeth Warren, and Kirsten Gillibrand, referring to the longstanding ban on federal funding for abortion in most cases. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio took the idea a step further.
Can we just be clear that if you're a Democrat, you're against the Hyde Amendment, period? Period. No choice. You're against the Hyde Amendment. Or if you're not going to provide the economic support for real choice, if you think that choice is a matter of how much money you have in your pocket, then you're not really pro-choice.
Those remarks follow a recent reversal by former Vice President Joe Biden, who once supported Hyde but now opposes it. Biden suggested he'd initially backed the policy as a compromise in an effort to help push through legislation that would improve access to health care for low-income people.
It became really clear to me that although the Hyde Amendment was designed to try to split the difference here to make sure women still had access, you can't have access if, in fact, everyone's covered by a federal policy.
During the day-long forum, Democrats took turns vying for support from abortion rights advocates. Several, including Gillibrand and Biden, called for codifying Roe v. Wade in federal law. Meanwhile, many Republicans are painting Democrats as extreme on the issue. Here's President Trump at a campaign rally in Florida on Tuesday.
Virtually every top Democrat also now supports taxpayer-funded abortion right up to the moment of birth.
He's referring there to legislation like a new law in New York, which allows abortion later in pregnancy to protect a woman's life or health. However heated the political rhetoric may be, polls suggest a strong majority of Americans support Roe v. Wade, but favor some restrictions on abortion. Michael Ware is a former faith advisor to President Obama who opposes public funding for abortion. He says Democrats could alienate moderate voters who have mixed feelings about abortion and are uncomfortable with President Trump.
The risk here is that instead of taking advantage of the vast center of American politics that has been left open by this president, that instead we make the American people choose between two options that they view as morally repugnant.
At the Planned Parenthood Forum, Lyric Swinton, a college student, said given Trump's policies on issues such as abortion and immigration, Democrats should not be compromising on anything right now.
I think that maybe sometime in the past there might have been room for that, but not anymore. I think that because so many of our rights are under attack and so many of the ideals that our party holds near and dear are under attack, there's no room for any gray area.
Even so, Swinton says her biggest fear is that by shifting to the left on issues like abortion, Democrats might lose in 2020. But she says it's a gamble that's worth taking. Sarah McCammon, NPR News, Columbia, South Carolina.